This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Diplomats from Russia, Iran, and Turkey were unable Tuesday to agree to the makeup of a UN-sponsored Syrian Constitutional Committee. But they did call for it to convene early next year, aimed at a peace process to end a nearly eight-year war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Iranian and Turkish counterparts issued a joint statement after the meeting with outgoing UN Syria envoy Stephanie Mistura.
I'm going to report to the Security Council and the Secretary General, and there is still an extra mile to be taken, but we do certainly appreciate the intensive work that has been done, and we have taken note of the efforts which have been done so far.
But there was no mention made of the composition of the committee, suggesting continuing disagreement over the proposed lists of candidates submitted by the Syrian government and rebel adversaries. Demistura acknowledged the three countries were unable to reach a workable political forum after years of effort to end a war that has killed hundreds of thousands and displaced millions. Washington Institute for Near East policy analyst Andrew Tabler called it a setback and blamed Moscow.
I think the Russian party has been intransigent and unwilling to bring the regime towards the opposition, and the neutral party's stance on the negotiations.
Demistura, in his post for the past 4 years, tried to seal a deal on the identity of the 150 participants of the committee before stepping down December 31st. An inquiry into the army's actions against post-election protests earlier this year in Zimbabwe condemned the use of live fire that left six dead. President Emmerson Mnangagwa brought out portions of the report.
The use of live ammunition directed at people, especially when they were fleeing, was clearly unjustified and disproportionate.
Protests erupted following the July 30 ballot. This is VOA News. The British government says it will